Welcome to the With Will Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I make random noises when I'm bored.
And we just dealt with a little ghost in the machine where everyone in the chat saying I'm sounding like a robot or broken, and Dev's like, I sound fine to her. So playing with audio settings, fixing them, and I apparently sound fine now. At one point, I literally pulled the headset, which is a USB one, and I did not know what that was even going to do, because dealing with USB sound devices can actually crash things. So, right. How has your few weeks been, Dev?
Very, very physically exhausting.
I think we're both a little tired. And I bet now that we've worked out the sound issues, what do you want? I bet you two will do that thing it does once in a while where it randomly drops data.
Probably.
I'm watching
the YouTube channel. As long as we have the recording to throw up somewhere else, then who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry, so, anyone who's listening live.
To be fair, we both curse a lot.
Yeah.
So first up, let's talk about Digimon Liberator. They put up Episode 2, Part 1, after a few weeks of confusion over what they were actually doing.
Yeah, I feel like there was conflicting information on
when things were
getting posted.
So here's what happened. Part 1 went up. The Japanese account's like, and there'll be an update next week. So everyone went, great, next week. And the U.S. card set's like, Liberator will go up every 2 weeks. Everyone's like, every two? Are they going to put up two English ones at once? And then next week comes, and they put up an article. So everyone's like, okay, the 2 weeks was correct. They meant on the Japanese side, what they meant was there would be an update every week. Great. Liberator's out in a week. A week comes, and they put up a second article. What they actually meant was is that once Liberator started its normal cycle, it would be every other week. But there would be some sort of update every week. And for some reason, between 1 and 2.1 was not 2 weeks, it was 3. So now we are on the every 2 week cycle, but they put something up every week. Hooray.
Yay!
So they put up 2.1. They start off, we get the match with the NPCs. They also do the... It's funny, they did it with Chapter 2. You normally would see this like at the beginning of Chapter 1 or at the end of 1. You get the show all the characters standing off wherever they are, looking into the distance.
Also, it feels like an excessively long recap of what happened in the previous chapter.
And Taromon jumps in, and they introduce him. He's basically going to be the introduce you to the Digimon card game playing character. And he's actually rather good at it, to be honest. I especially like when he jumps into the D storage. And like,
it was charming.
They don't know where he's gone. I think my favorite part is when they start doing the goofy faces, like they don't quite trust Taromon, and Shumon looks kind of nervous at it also. And then Muchomon shows up and they immediately kill him.
Like, rest in pieces, you little shit.
How happy people were. They were like, oh man, Muchomon's gonna have stuff to do.
Yep. And stuff to do includes dying.
And then, who knows? I will say it's weird, because reading it, I was like, oh, perfect already. That's an odd choice, especially with the setup that Ultimate feels like it's coming next time. And it's like, that's a bit much. And it's like, but that is the card game. Like, that level sort of doesn't it doesn't quite matter the way it does in a dramatic show.
Yeah, it's like you're going Ultimate within like 3 or 4 turns of the card game.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because
40 episodes.
Yeah, you kind of have to go from top to bottom every match. So I kind of wonder if that's going to feel like it's going to drag a bit, especially based on how long they haven't quite told us how long this will run. And I'm worried that if it drags on too long, it's going to be the, and here's how you play the card game this week.
Like, oh, here's
it's
weird rule set we used.
It's done it well so far. I'm just curious to see ongoing, because it very much is the, you should go play this, rather than being a story on its own that has the card game. It's fun so far, but there's definitely the little asides of, and here's where we have to stop to explain exactly what to do, and also, you should go buy cards.
Yeah, spend your money on sparkly cardboard.
I will say, though, fun so far, and I'm actually happy with, like, where that mid-chapter break is. It's not like Seekers, where sometimes it was like, why is there a break here?
What the
fuck? Yeah, the breaks are good. I'm hoping that continues because it breaks well. The one thing I will say, I don't know if this is just the English version of the Japanese also, is the image editing kind of shitty in some places. Like I can
yes, it is.
Like I can see stuff under the text that I'm clearly not supposed to see, like the drawn out panel stuff.
Yeah.
Or in a few places the text overlaps in weird ways. Most of the job is solid. It's just there's that weird stuff that kind of makes it go, this isn't great, this is okay, the job done.
Yeah. They don't have any pride in their work as a scan leader.
Let's see. We got the second column, which is detailing the NPCs with art. I do love when they put up art like this, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like, give me all of the lore and all the details.
We had a question about that actually I think we'll cover well later. Although I will say, my favorite of the NPC suits is the hotel clerk. That is just a perfect hotel clerk outfit. And the web novel begins May 22nd for us.
That I'm looking very much forward to.
Now, if I'm understanding their naming correctly, I believe they're splitting it into half chapters like they're doing with the webcomic. So hopefully that belies the issue that we had with Seekers where they were putting up chunks that weren't necessarily fulfilling enough to deal with.
Like here's a tiny fragment that ends in a very awkward spot.
Yeah, so this Wednesday we get debug 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, and 2-2. So I'm curious to see what the schedule's going to be like. Do you do a chapter a month? Do you do half a chapter a month? I'm curious to see. But yeah, so we'll get Yuki, her Impmon. I will say, I really hope they put up a version of that promo art that is not shit. The nicest version we have is a large one from the website that is only 255 colors. If you zoom in, it is dithered to hell.
It
is as dithered can be, because Lost really wanted to use the art in our ad image. And it's like, no, you really can't scale anything with those colors because it just looks like there's minus recoloring it. You're not going to be able to scale that up. And I tried just to see if we might be able to cheat it, and no.
Yeah, shame you don't have like those super fancy.
No, I have those.
Stupidly expensive filters.
No, I have those.
Oh, okay.
They're free versions.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I remember, like, this is a trial for like 2 weeks, and then.
No. I mean, there are actual open source free ones that work great.
Ooh.
And it just not dealing with this at all. It comes so close. It like 70% of the way there, so it's still trashy, but not good enough, but so close. And then in V-Jump, we got a nice little half Liberator spread that basically just goes over the webcomic, the web novel showing up, explaining the stuff. You know,
here's a card.
It just occurred to me, now that we've read Chapter 2-1 and they're making a D-Storage, do you think it's going to have a screen on it and they will have someone cast as Taroan?
I would love that. Make it the goofiest goddamn voice in existence.
So you're saying get Sakamoto.
Do it.
Look, she's been Agumon, she's been Shoutmon. Just have her be Taromon now, and only in that box.
Or Volcano Oda.
That would actually be a really good choice. Just have Volcano Oda do it. And specifically just have him do the same voice for all the levels, and it's just him. I still think the best thing is when he puts on the act, because he knows everyone wants to see it, and then he sits down and he immediately goes back to the normal way he talks. It's just so different and polite compared to where he will just jump out, Digimon. It's just, I love Volcano Oda. Who doesn't?
He's a treasure.
Yeah. And then, with just a bit over a week until the Japanese Blu-ray of Digimon Adventure 02 The Beginning. We have the cover art and the packaging, and the deluxe gets a very nice package. Although not...
It is very pretty.
I will say this. I had wondered if they were going to do Daisuke and Ken in the style of the what they did for the Kizuna cover. And I was wondering, and it's not quite that, but it's close. I rather like it, though. So we get each of them on a side. The inner box is new Snort. We've got a number of pieces of Snort lately, all actually drawn by Seiichi Tachikawa, who did the animation designs. The covers for the normal versions are about what you would expect. I like that they're finding a way to include both poster arts.
Very nice.
You get the final poster for the insert. You get the teaser poster for the slipcover. And if they ever stop doing the slipcover, it just means that they don't need to change anything. They just can stop printing it. So yeah, so that's soon. And because of that, we had a little radio show mention a few days ago. Naozomi Takahashi, who's Wormmon, has a radio show called Troublemaker, where, you know, he interviews other anime-related people. And this time, they had Fukujiro Katayama, who's Daisuke in the movie. And they basically discussed the movie and going over the store exclusives. And I think that should be on YouTube about now, so at some point we'll have to track that down and post it. But yeah, so they posted photos of themselves going over the store exclusives given to them by Toei so they could do the little promo stuff here. I will say that acrylic stand, which I think was an Amazon exclusive, looks much nicer here than it does in the promo photos.
Yeah, it looks rather like flat and lifeless in the
promos. Here it looks much better here.
It's like, oh, it has some more dimension to it.
Yeah. The big backing plate helps, I think. And then, Pendulum color updates. So they... Do you know how unpleasant it is? So, Dev, have you figured out, like, the way I update stuff for cards and junk?
Giant wall of fucking...
No, so what it is at around 2 a.m. my time, that's when a card update goes out. I do that, and then I, like, go off and do whatever I'm going to do before bed.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll put up something small, and I'll do that, and then there. And sometimes there'll be a Mon memo that doesn't have important stuff, and I'll prep some stuff, and I'll do it when I wake up. So I look, and I go, oh, a Mon memo. I'm like, 122, that's weird. Wasn't the last one 119? I'm like, oh, they put up three at once.
Oh, no.
With new stuff in each one. So I start grabbing all the images, and I'm like, there's 150 images here. Am I really going to lay them out like I did for the other three? It's like, no, I'll just put in the new ones, explain what the new ones are. I don't need to go over that. Oh, Agumon is in this VPET. This one has Palmon. I will go over the new stuff because I'm not laying out 150 images at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, you suffer enough.
Although I will say this, I actually like... Considering I came up with that at like 2:30 after grabbing all the images and making sure I had them in the right order, I think the solution I came up with I like, to be honest. Where I just put them all the new ones in a row and I went over like what each new one is and stuff. And the new extra ones for each are actually solid. Although I will say I love... Have you seen the Commandramon sprite? Or not Commandramon, the Cargodramon sprite. That
Although, honestly, it kind of makes me think of a Shrieker from Tremors.
I can see that. Looking at, I will say, I think the lineup that, the Zero lineup, because that never had a 0.5. So I like that the way that they're filling it in is just doing the anime Gabamon line and also including the two extra that people would want to see.
Very happy that one showed up.
And also Dominamon is there. Although I will say, I like the little Quantumon sprite.
She is also there.
It's just,
hard to say, like, which one I like the most, but, like, I'm leaning towards, like, Mastamon and...
Okay, see, I'm looking at not, like, my favorite to add, like, what do I think the best new sprite work is, and I'm just looking through... Although I will say, I think my least favorite is the Terramon ones. Especially some of the higher-level ones, they just look... off, and maybe it's because we just haven't seen enough of those designs yet. Looking,
I think Gaelmon looks a little weird. Grand Gaelmon looks okay.
These God, you know what? I think my favorite might actually be Galoose.
Because
Galoose, they actually put in a lot of detail on him without it starting to look weird.
Yeah, that being too busy.
Yeah, so I think that's my favorite. Because, like, if you go and look at Proximamon, if you told me that was, like, some evil Vamdemon form, I could not argue that with you in sprite form. So I think I'd say Galoose is my favorite of those. And also from the Pendulums, they went over them in V-Jump, with the main focus being that there's two V-Tamer Digimon showing up in them. And also Terramon is there.
Buy cards.
It is just funny how they did that. Then let's see. Next up, Kenichi Suzumaru, who was Koichi in Frontier, he's taking a hiatus from acting for unspecified poor health, and that his condition has been deteriorating. And it's worth mentioning...
Really, it's not cancer.
And it's worth mentioning, when they say his agency, they don't mean like, oh, the agency is making him take a hiatus. It's his agency. He founded it.
Ah.
Which means no one is making him do this. It is his company.
Like, tell the boss I'm taking time off.
And
like,
Exactly. And my understanding is he's been doing voices and events that were new as of just a week or two ago, because he's a Bravern.
When my partner visits, we are marathoning that.
Yeah, he's the actual robot in the show, I mean. He's Bravern.
Yes.
So, and my understanding is that's been showing up in new events, like collaboration game events and stuff. So whatever this is apparently new. Although they said there'll be an announcement later when he, you know, is recording again.
Hopefully he's all good soon.
And then, positive Frontier news for those in Europe and a few other regions. Frontier is streaming subtitled in Crunchyroll in Europe, which is weird because they aren't streaming Tamers. Like, 3.5 years ago, they added Adventure Sub. A few months later, they added O2 Sub. And a bunch of people went, ah, I know what they're doing. And then it's 3 years later, and they added Frontier. And they also used that 04 logo label that a lot of people get really upset by.
Ah, yes.
But yeah, so, yeah, we don't have a full list of regions. There's a decent chance, if you're outside North America and Asia, that it will be there, so you might as well check. And then an update for the third partner project. This is the one for the line stamps. They announced, based on votes, who got through the first round. Now, getting through the first round means the staff of Digimon Partners will narrow it down to a more reasonable number. And remember that anyone who's had stamps before to more than a minimal degree is not eligible. So, Dev, are you ready for the lineup?
Yes. Only
one character from Adventure made it in because they all had stamps, and it's Metal Seedramon.
Well, I guess he automatically gets in the next one.
Okay. Then I'm just going to run through because there's a lot. Daisuke, Ken, Miyako, Vimon, Raidramon, Minomon, Leafmon, Wormmon, Paledramon, Patamon, Takato, John Lang, Ruki, Yamaki, Gilmon, Terramon, Renamon, Lopmon, Beelzebubmon, Kulumon, Takuya, Koji, Tomoki, Izumi, Junpei, Koichi, Agnimon, Chakmon, Ferrymon, Neimon, Roto, Nightmon, Masaru, Yoshino, Gaomon, Taiki, Tiger, Shoutmon, Gumdramon, Haru, Eri, Yujin, Gatchmon, Offmon, Hiro, Kiyoshiro, Ruli, Gabamon, Galuskamon, Jellymon, and Angoramon are the ones for the TV shows. Get a sip of water before I do the movie stuff here.
Rapid fire.
Oh no, luckily, there's only a few for movies. It's Karamon, Kuramon, Diablomon, Meikumon, and of course, Wallace.
I want Wallace to win. No one else gets any stamps. It's only Wallace.
So they're going to narrow those down, and now they're asking for the examples of what should be said. So their examples are like, I'd like any character to say good morning. I'd like Gatchmon to say search. I'd like Meikumon to say Dandan.
Aww.
And step three will be they will propose combinations of what could be it, and the top 10 or so will get line stamps. So, like, there could be 2 suggestions with Wallace, 3 with Meikumon. I would expect to see a number with Eri because she said so much. That's quotable. I expect that to work. I would expect the foo-foo-foo for Offmon.
I want Gamamon to start shrieking about chocolate.
That feels like an obvious one. Jellymon saying darling, I would expect. That's almost too obvious. There's like 5,000 ones of Lumduga, and Jellymon is just Lum.
Exactly.
So we'll see what shows up. Step 3 is planned for early June, so we're pretty close there. And then, cards. So, Dev, this is where we both need to stretch, because remember how they were speeding stuff up because they have to match the schedules before they combine them?
Yeah.
They've begun to trip previews over, so we're getting previews for EX7 and 18 at the same time. And they're not doing it. They're like upping. So ready? Okay, so Toy Agumon. Great. I love that it combines with the other one for the Toy Agumon Black.
They're just sharing a workspace together.
Yes. Revolmon. This is funny because this is a sequel to the Tankmon card in the same set where he was riding him.
Yep. Tankmon's having such a good time.
Magna Kidmon gets awesome art. So Chaos Triangular is interesting because, one, they never clarified in the past how you get it, like how he does it. And now the clarification is, it just has to be all three of them together. And it's very clearly a Marvel versus Capcom reference. Like, this is 100% Marvel versus Capcom 3. Like, to the degree that I want to pull up the roster to figure out who's who, because I'm pretty sure these poses are actually out of the game.
I love the little English sound effects, honestly.
Well, that's the other thing. Those are in the game also, when you do stuff. They pop out like that.
Oh, that's neat.
I haven't
personally played that one.
This is like when you still have all three characters on your team alive, you can give up a bunch of your meter to have all three pop out and do super moves in a combo together.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Der Blitz, which shows... this one's weird. Gundramon actually posing feels off. I like it. But, like, does it feel like he's doing a gun pose and it feels like he shouldn't because he's kind of, like, supposed to be Mechagodzilla?
He's already a gun.
Yes. Piccolomon, who's relaxing and about to eat an apple. I just like the art. It's neat. And ditto for Triceramon. I love that Tailmon running around. And a number of the art in this set are references to old promo drawings. So, like, you can find Tailmon doing that. Then we get Saber Leomon.
First stuff I get in, like, the Digimon Zoocon books.
I think those, yeah. Saber Leomon doing a nice leap.
He's there.
Tsukaimon stealing I don't know. Somehow the stealing candy feels almost too on brand for Tsukaimon.
He's being a little bastard and it's great, and Patamon's just trying. He's trying so hard to get his candy
then
back.
Then we get Black Tailmon with the Black Tailmon gang. For some reason, the one that everyone is like honing in on is Plotmon.
Because, you know, Pogumon's an asshole. You can imagine Tiny Cat being an asshole, but you don't normally see the adorable precious puppy staring at you like they're going to murder you.
Yeah. Jazardmon doing like I don't know what that move's called, but when you have the VTOL and you land, but not quite, before you go zooming off.
I don't know the name of it either.
You know what I mean, though, right? Like, where it zooms down close to the ground and then goes zooming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it kind of levels out and go... Psh.
And Jazarikmon, something about this art bothers me. Do you know what it is? Those missiles are part of its design, but are not in any of its attacks. Like, if you check art and CGI models and everything, it always has those missiles there, but they don't seem to be part of any attack that we know of. And then we get Sorcerymon. Koki's on a roll in this set, I will say. We're getting less of the pudding.
A lot more fun textures.
Hexablaumon doing an act. This is like an exact pose from something, but my brain will not process and tell me what it is. But, like, I can
honestly,
see...
Honestly, it kind of comes off as, like, a... Card Captor Sakura.
Yes, but like I swear I can remember this exact pose from some action something, and my brain just will not tell me what it is.
It's okay. The harder you try to remember, the more you will forget.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Summon Frost, I don't dislike the art, but Hexablaumon had such nice art that this one ends up not being as nice because the other's so dynamic.
Underwhelming by comparison.
Yeah. Megadramon's nice. Giga Drummond's nice. I like how it's not the exact same frame, but it's like seconds apart.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monochromon is another one of the referencing old art. And I like to believe that Monochromon is dancing.
He just got meat, so of course he's happy.
Although I will say, I don't think Monochromon's the high point of the art. I think it's that happy Palmon.
He's like, thank you for your business.
Yes. Starmon looks great, but doesn't feel like he really belongs to the set. I like it. And then we get Bell Starmon X.
I keep staring at the grass from the background of the Starmon.
No, it looks nice. Bell Starmon X looks nice. It's kind of like a take of her profile art, I think. And the thing everyone likes about this one is the little bit of jealousy in the background.
I didn't even notice him back there.
Yeah. Then we get Caprimon and Coromon running away from a Sneemon. Do you like how both of them are sweating and kind of nervous?
Like they're going to die for their snacks.
And then Blucomon snowboarding with Penmon.
It's illegal to separate them.
I like how they take that little profile detail that means like nothing and have turned it into like a recurring card gag.
It's just kind of like Leomon dying at this point.
Shushumon, I just love the colorful art.
Shoo.
This has a feeling to me of I don't know what the skating move's called, but like where you stop on a dime and spin around.
Ooh, yes.
Is that like that's what this feels like to me? Gaelmon. So Gaelmon's weird. It's just a nice bit of art, but it's one of the lesser ones in the set because so much is happening in so many cards.
This is just like. Gorgeous colors, but also.
And then,
you know.
This was the card. This card I liked when it was announced because people got upset for not getting what they weren't promised. So, Vortex Resonance is, I think, the first secret rare option card.
Okay.
Do you know why people are upset?
Oh, there could be so many stupid reasons.
Well, the set has Vorvomon. And Jazamon in it, and their lines. Everyone decided, oh, they're secretly going to put Hina here.
I understand.
And of course they didn't.
It's like, sorry, they're selling more of the weird Liberator, thing, not your waifu.
Yeah, you have to remember, the theme boosters go wide also, but not as wide as a normal set. This was always, if they were going to do something special for a secret rare, it was going to be Liberator themed. This one is weird in that we do not have any cards for Pigtail Girl and Ghostmon.
Yet.
No, that's what I mean. Like, this is their introduction into stuff. We don't know her name, right? I don't think we do.
Nothing came up. They just kind of like had her in a panel in the last chapter. Looking dramatic.
Well, look, she's in goth elite outfits with blonde pigtail. She's going to be a princess type and probably rich and European if anime has taught me anything.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Like, that is exactly what this is going to be. Terramon gets a parallel card showing all his various forms. I actually really like this one. It's kind of like weird anime plus art. Then Shoto gets parallel. I think this is one of the VIP art of the set. Him playing with Terramon. Terramon has the eyes of your average card game player. Something has gone wrong, and now they're trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Luchomon looks disappointed.
And Arisa has her head cut off, because it's not her card. I will say this, Zafagamon has some of the best art in the set. This is just a great fucking pose. Like, there's nothing inherently special about it, it just looks really fucking good.
Fabulous.
Shumon gets the anime plus style art with all the evolution levels.
Not sure if I like this one more than the Paramon one.
I feel like I like it less, not because it's worse, but it feels like in my brain it's a pose we've seen Shumon in. Like, I know it's not identical, but like from what little art we've seen of Shumon, it's, hey, look, it's Shumon. At least to me. Sendromon gets some solid parallel art. This is one where it's just good art.
I love looking at all the little things in the background.
So the neatest thing about this one to me, did you notice that they're using camera blur perspective different based on where characters are?
Hmm.
So like if you look at the mice at the bottom right, they're completely out of focus. Syndromon Syndromon in the middle is in perfectly in focus, but look at the top left. They're slightly out of focus. I just like, that is a lot of effort to go to.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
Arisa gets a really solid parallel card. This is a showing scenery. We get Shuman. Shuman seems weirdly nervous. Something's going on here, and I'm not sure what. Is it that she's dragging Shoto?
Hard to say.
And God bless him for going to the effort for doing the color Morie dots. It's most notable, like, on her hair and on Shoto's arm. This is one that when it went up, I went, wow, this one's actually way too good. The Metallic Jumon, where it's almost more
Fucking love this one.
This is one where it's just really awesome. It's almost like a kaiju-type drawing. And he's doing his big sword cannon buster move. And here's the thing. The Volcanic Jumon one is really cool also. Like, this is awesome art. It just does not hold up next to Metallic Jumon.
Like, part of the draw of the Metallic Jumon is just, like, the absolutely badass fucking background.
Well, that's the thing. This is roughly the same style of background. You just can't see it because of the flames. And then, so can we talk about what they did, Dev? So they're doing the normal cards, and they jump to the parallel cards, skipping three of them, which is hilarious to me.
But I wonder what would be on those cards.
But before doing the parallel cards, they started posting the box topper cards early. And then when they finished the box topper, they went on to parallel. So the box toppers are Akumon, Vimon, Lugamon, Pulsemon, and a parallel card of option card Digimon Liberator using the first solid art we had of Shoto and Terramon.
I fucking love the Lugamon cards so much.
They're actually, this is a really solid box topper pack, I think. The funny part is a number of people are like, oh, they're mocking us or they're not going to do it until it's out. No, I'm pretty sure you can guess exactly when they're going to go up. Like,
next chapter.
Well, see, that's the interesting thing. If you think about the time day for us, the novel goes up Wednesday and it goes up Thursday. So they could put it up then. They could put it up on Card Battle, which goes up right after that stuff, a few hours. I'm trying to decide if I expect they'll put it up when I'm asleep. And I think the answer is yes, but we will see. Then V-Jump had previews of the EX-07. They went over the Three Musketeers stuff, some of the Liberator stuff. We started to get previews of Booster Set 18.
And there's so many fucking cards.
And they started to do formal previews of 18, even though they are not done with EX-7 yet. So first, Akinimon's the first one. That card's just fucking amazing looking. I have, like, very little say because this is really good.
Just kicking him in the fucking face.
Kaiser Greymon, the same, but it was also the packaging art, and I love that they're.
It looks awesome, but also it's just like I feel like I've seen this exact pose too many times.
Action hero with sword. I will say, I love that they did the tricolor, and you can already tell the other one is going to be three other colors, and that is great for Kaiser Greymon and Magna Groomon theming.
Yep.
And I don't know why I said that, because there was that preview in V-Jump, and I could have checked what the colors were right there. And yes, it is yellow, purple, and black.
They're so cards!
It's just, they've done some very clever things lately. Honestly. It's just been really clever. Then we got more previews from the Premium Heroine set. This is the second half of them. These cards just all look great. I like when they show the photos to show the finish.
Makes me just want them more, but like six of the cards specifically.
Six out of these seven specifically.
Well, I have like the whole set.
Oh, of the whole. I was going to try to decide which of these you did not want. Okay, and then they've started to put up promo images for the Digimon card game at Gen Con 2024. And they've teased new artwork of Wormmon, which is the same theme as the Vmon art last year. That Vmon card, which has showed up, all, you know, Japanese cards of it showed up, and so was a Gen Con exclusive first. So instead of Vmon with ramen, we get Wormmon with soda.
That soda actually looks more appetizing than most of the pop-up shop ones.
Don't tell them that, they'll make it. It's going to be some sort of green. You can see the Monica on the right side of it. There's whipped cream. And then it's going to be Nato or something on the left.
Dear God, why?
And then earlier today, they announced a Bandai card game planning presentation will be on June 20th, where they announced stuff. And the stuff they're going to go over for many card games, but for Digimon card games, they'll have new product announcements, which is very normal for these. And then new information on Liberator and the Champion 2024 tournament series. And then for card battle, Hideyoshi's is part of the cast now. He's back permanently. Yamadeya is leaving sometime this month.
Oh no.
And then when they went over what everyone was doing, so they didn't completely clarify why he was leaving. They mentioned a few things, and then I looked. Him, his comedy partner did. So here's what's weird. Do you remember how they said as a joke he went off fishing?
Vaguely.
He did become a professional fisherman to, like, gain stories and knowledge. He came back. He came back like 6 or 7 months later. He just didn't redo the card game show, and they left their agency like a month ago.
Okay.
So they're just trying off new things while still being community together. And Yamade has also become a father recently.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. And then goodbye to Crazy Card Game 2 weeks. They announced this a while ago, the 25th anniversary Digimon Adventure pop-up shop in Loft. They announced the products. So, Dev, are you ready for... It's not the first 25th anniversary pop-up shop. It's the first large one, though. So, first up, it's going to be in 4 Loft shops between June 1st and September 1st. So, is that the longest run we've had for a pop-up shop?
It feels like it. Usually they're just like a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So here it's going to be 4 locations over 3 months. When it is over, the products will be sold at Amnibus Online and Animate. And just to make it easier for people, Amnibus has Buy-E integrated on their site, which means some people are going to spend a lot of money, which is true, but the exchange rate's really fucking awesome if you want to import stuff right now.
Yeah, so my friends are actually currently in Japan, and they're staying even longer because, hey, the exchange rate is really good.
The exchange rate?
Why not?
Now, here's the funny thing, Dev. You remember this. Us trying to import stuff when Crosswords was airing, and the exchange rate was like 80 yen to a dollar? It was like 80, 85 yen to a dollar, and getting anything was super expensive, and now it's 150 yen to the dollar. It's like, there's not enough stuff for us to get. This is, I think, I would need to double check. I think this is the best exchange rate has been in my life. Or at least in my life where I have money to some
money,
degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, series of 8 can badges, which are blind packed. Series of 16 can badges, which are blind packed. Acrylic stands, which are blind packed. Acrylic cards, which are blind packed. Name plates, which are blind packed. Bromide prints, which are blind packed. Then... going away from the blind pack, we have big acrylic stands. These are 7.5 inches tall.
Huh.
Now, though, for normal acrylic stands, those are pretty large, right, Dev?
Yeah, I feel like the normals is that like 5 inches.
The next product, extra large acrylic stands. These are 11 inches tall.
What even the fuck? Where would you put all these?
You know those cases where family members used to keep like old china?
Like a curio cabinet.
Throw out all the china and just put acrylic stands there.
I mean, it'd probably get more use than a china anyway.
Then, A3 size mat posters. A desk mat. They did not have the size of this. I wanted to put the size down for people, because do you know how many people would import this fucking thing if it's a desk mat that, like, a proper big desk mat?
I know. I mean, it's kind of light colored to really be useful as a desk mat.
I guess that's true. I have like a third of a desk mat. I got a giant mouse pad that I just use for the mouse area.
I have a little tiny mouse pad because I have the huge GDQ arcade floor mat and my cat destroys it.
Okay. I have that mat somewhere. I don't know where I put it. I'd also got a Pac-Man one, which I use as a... tabletop or near my couch, which is a nice printed like version of the old original Pac-Man map, but made into widescreen. Dev, that sounded shockingly like the Pac-Man eating noise that you made. Canvas artboard. I'm trying to think. I think I have one canvas artboard that, technically speaking, I got against my will.
Beat you with it and then say, take this?
No, if you remember, before Amazon got weird about Blu-ray pre-orders for imports, I would pre-order Digimon Blu-rays from Amazon Japan for the scans and stuff because very big discount. The Tamers one came with like an artboard of Dukemon and Beelzebubmon. I had to scan it in like four quadrants and join the scans together. But like,
would it have been easier to just take a very high quality photo of it and just kind of bullshit it from there?
Probably, but that's not good enough. Also, I could not put the top of the scanner down, so I had to like balance the thing on the scanner because it was too large. Because remember, wood frame. The fine art print, which even with the exchange rate would be like $100. I have to be honest, I don't think this is a good fine art print.
No, it's...
What's funny is we just had an event with tons of fine art prints. Almost any of them I could have seen getting if I had the money and was there.
This is just clip art on a white background.
Basically, yes. Then 25th anniversary t-shirt, big acrylic keychain, square tin badge, and a big tote bag that zips.
Ooh.
Have we ever gotten a Digimon tote bag with a zipper on it? It sounds stupid to say that, but I don't think we have.
No, they're usually just like the little square ones, and it's just like, okay, yeah, here's a print on it.
Most of them are the beige signifying they're going to use the, my brain froze on the material name.
Canvas?
Yes. I don't know why my brain froze on canvas, but did it. Then at all four loft locations, they're going to have postcard giveaways for every 2,000 yen spent. And then, Dev, did you see the store exclusives? For every blind-packed item, they have a store exclusive at the loft stores, at Amnibus, and at Animate, which is different for each store, for each product.
What the hell?
So each product has three store exclusives. Although I will say this, they do the spread on the kids well, so that no kid, like, shows up too much. And then, for people who like the recent wave of Annabirth products, they are available at Digimon Partners, and while you still need Intermediary to buy, Digimon Partners is now through the Toei shop, so it is not geo-locked, so you can actually look at stuff easily. I will say this, I would have thought the cushions would have been what interested people. The thing that I've seen everyone complimenting are the katakana keychains.
They do look really cool, but I want the cushions.
Yeah, when I look at these, in my brain, it's like the one thing that everyone's going to want is the cushion. I've seen more people talk about, I think because the keychains are such a different design than what we tend to get. Products do tend to fall into the, here's the art, here's the 10 products you do with the art, and that is it.
Yeah.
And then you got the can badge case. I need to see this with a can badge in it, because from the pictures, is it not super clear, like, where? Because I would figure you would slip it in, and then you'd see the can badge come through the front, right?
Not sure.
When you look at the picture, is it clear to you what's actually happening?
Not particularly.
Okay, good. I'm not insane then. I looked at this one, I was putting it up, I'm like, this looks more like a keychain. This is the type of thing where I'll need to see a photo on Twitter from someone who buys it. And then over in V-Jump, we have some Adventure 25th stuff. More stuff going to Annabirth, and probably online later, with the SD art. So we got die-cut pens, a pen case, stickers, and keychains. I feel like the stickers are what people are going to want to buy here.
They're so fucking cute.
Oh my god, I did not notice the toe design on Tailmon.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Beans.
You definitely didn't notice that based on that reaction.
Because I'm looking at it on mobile, Everything is like super tiny.
Digimon Adventure will be doing a collaboration with mobile game Line Rangers in the game's SD style. First off, I will say, the Digimon designs work really well in this style.
Humans have no necks.
They talk about Agumon being in a defense battle, but if you log in during the period, players get a Vamdemon.
It is really cute art.
Oh my god, I did not notice Takaru was in the art before because I was busy when I put it up. He's so in the background. Like, Hikari's there.
She's part of the grass.
She's doing a pose. Takaru's like half her height. Oh my god.
He's gotta go fast.
Yes, he does. Let's see here. Poll results for the 100th poll, which was child level favorite Digimon in the TV anime. The winner was Gilmon 20%, Vmon 15, Agumon 14. So what was interesting here was we expected more swerves because of just the way people try to push the votes. There was, like, for a small poll like this, anyone could have won. Almost no one came out for their fandom for smaller characters except Gumdramon.
Also, he's got a really fun design.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, you'd figure, like, Atmon fans are always so gung-ho to go be like, Atmon is definitely viable if banned. I would do something with it. It's like, great. Gatchmon only beat the 2006 version of Agumon. Yeah.
Even if you combine both Agumons, then Gilmon still beats them.
Barely, though. Especially in small polls like this. The only issue with polls like this is people actually think it, like, means something or leads to stuff. There's a reason why we mock the polls incessantly.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Then we have a new poll, which is favorite Digimon from the Pendulum 5.5 Metal Empire. There's actually an interesting spread on this one. I'm curious to see what gets voted. Because this is Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like Mugendramon is going to be pretty high up there, but also you've got Metal Gurumon and War Greymon and...
See, I think War Greymon and Metal Greymon being in the same poll is a detriment to them.
Yeah, it's going to split the vote.
I think you're probably right when you said Metal Gurumon, because he's kind of alone from that family.
Yeah, because there's also Greymon in there.
Yeah.
Although
I will say, does
Metal
it
and War wins above those.
Does it feel like there's a good position for Cyberdramon in this one?
Pretty decently, especially if Tamers is your favorite series, then he's probably the go-to.
Some solid choice in this one. I'm very curious to see where things end up. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of chances for the top. Who do you think is going to be at the bottom on this one?
Thunderballmon. And Tankmon.
I'm going to say Kokuamon.
Well, the thing is, like, he's kind of cute, so yeah, he'll probably win out above, he'll be above Meganorimon at least.
I'm going to say Kokuamon or Tankmon. Those are my favorite.
I still think Thunderballmon will be pretty at the bottom.
And then we have the weekend batches. So first up, some photos from the art pop-up from a few weeks ago. They've actually shown some solid photos of this. It's not open now. It closed. I'm curious to see if it'll pop up again somewhere else.
I guess it might depend on if they have a lot more of that artwork floating around to sell.
Well, I think they were doing it to order.
Ah, okay.
So if they had sold decently, put up another location elsewhere in Japan and see sales. Then we get the Pale Jamon Amplified model kit they had on display. I love that the background is like the desert scenery in the anime.
Yeah, from the evolution sequence.
Also, can we just say that the weirdest fucking part is that on either side of him is the Savers logo and the 2020 logo? Like, I know it's there because those model kits are on display also, but it's very weird to see, like, 02 Savers 2020.
Yeah, because I don't see the 02 logo. Maybe if I zoom out a little more.
It may be somewhere where we can't see it underneath, like, on the front of the table. On the display, I mean.
Yeah.
Or it may actually be... I'm trying to see if it's, like, at the top left where Shine Greymon is.
Looking around, I don't see it up there.
No, I mean, it feels like it could be right behind him is what I'm saying, like where his wings are blocking.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure it is, but okay. I can imagine it being there. Then Naoki Akimini put up the process versions of their 25th anniversary art.
It's all so fucking good.
I love flipping through them. So good. Then we got mobile game art for Legend of the Mushroom Hero and key art for Jade Dynasty New Fantasy. Good art for Jade Dynasty here, to be honest. Really good art, in fact. Although, weirdly, a layer is turned off on the 25th anniversary logo. The gradient layer is turned off for the 25.
Wasn't even paying attention.
Then, right before the arc pop-up closed, they put up a few more photos of it. And it really was a nice little setup they had here for a very tiny, like, gallery-style thing with stuff to sell. Then another photo from the radio show just showing off the stuff. This was the 1,053rd episode of his show. That is a lot.
Damn.
Then Akimini put up the final version of the Koshiro and Joe art, which that is just some good work. It's hard to talk about them because it's just so fucking good. And then they put up the Then they retweeted the group shots they did last year of Taichi, Yamato, Hikari, and Takaru. And they followed up with a second group shot version with the Sora, Mimi, Koshiro, and Joe.
I would like all of these as prints.
See, I keep trying to think, like, I mean, like, the official Digimon web accounts retweeting him. He is an official Digimon artist. Do stuff with him and do, like, prints of these. They would sell so fucking quickly.
They would look really fucking badass on, like, metal prints.
You know, I was just thinking, like, this is the type of thing you would almost expect a Displate to sell. You know what those are, right? The big metal wall art things?
Yes. Those are fancy.
These would sell. Okay, if you could only get one of the 8 of these as a print, which one would you get? Specifically for the art, not like the one that would fit your decor the best. Like, which is the single piece of art you would want to own?
Oh. Ooh.
I'm looking. I think the best one for, like, image is probably Sora, to be honest.
I'm leaning towards Yamato just because, like, the musical note chain is really eye-catching.
See, the problem is they're all actually really fucking good. Like, legitimately all good.
This is why I want all of them.
And then some Liberator artwork from Usagi Bochi, who's doing a lot of the writing production type work for Liberator, put up a little thing for 2-1 going up. Although Shoto seems really? Shoto looks way too serious here. This is not the Shoto we know.
This is what Shoto thinks he looks like.
Does he? I think he thinks he's kind of a weirdo. Because he knows, he says he's not good at it.
Well, he laments that he's, you know, good at the card game, but kind of sucks.
Yes, you're right.
At the video game.
Okay, time for questions. Do we think Agumon has tried pineapple pizza? I think Agumon has tried whatever food has gotten within range of his mouth.
Even some things that technically do not count as food.
I think we saw him try to eat, like, rocks or something in an episode. There's something. I don't remember what, though.
There's probably multiple instances.
Then one of the questions someone said was that we've joked about it, but they didn't notice until recently. What is with apparent Digimon fans saying Digimon is dead when it feels like they're throwing nonstop stuff at us? Functionally, what that is it falls into two groups. One, the people who go into Japan and just wander around thinking stores will just have Digimon stuff stacked up, which, no. And two, the people who just want one thing. Like, here's the thing. If the one thing you want right now is the card game, you feel enriched by everything. If the only thing you want is a new video game, then it's going to feel dead because that's all you want. Although, weirdly,
Lino had not have the thing that I want specifically.
Yeah, there's a lot happening for Digimon. It's just, if you want something specific, then that's just how it works. But basically, if you're going to Japan and you want Digimon stuff, look up what's happening. Don't just wander into old used stores expecting you'll see rows of products. And a lot of the places, people don't even seem to be going to used shops. They're just going to random shops thinking there'll be rows of Digimon stuff. Although, the people going now miss the weird Digimon Jogress energy drinks, which I still think didn't look good.
They looked interesting, not edible.
Oh, okay. So the person who mentioned the pineapple pizza thing mentioned that Agumon hadn't tried it by Digimon Con because that was one of the questions he was asked. I forgot about that. So the answer is no. And continuing the food theme, someone asked us, what is better, chicken nuggets or tenders? Nuggets.
Hard to say. I kind of like tenders because you can, you know, dip them. Then most of the nuggets available around here are, they taste like shit.
Well, okay. I'm specifically talking about when you're getting stuff that's on the same level. In that case, I find nuggets better. But also, it's worth mentioning, I'm not someone who's going to be like, I want nuggies, or to even say nuggies outside of this situation.
I am a grown-ass adult, and I will say, I want chicken nuggies.
Although I will admit, in the last few months, I found new, better nuggets. Which I assume, when we're done, Dev will ask me about, so she can buy them.
They probably won't be anywhere around here. We're on opposite sides of the continent.
Someone asked, if Angemon and Tailmon had joggers together, what do you think they would have evolved into? It would be Holy Angemon or Anjuamon. My answer is boring for that, because that is like just how that theoretically works. Minus if they wanted to do something wild, in which case it would be a cat angel.
Lovely Angemon.
Meowngemon.
Bah.
Meowngemon. What would we like to see from the next fully new Digimon virtual pet? God, I actually don't know, to be honest. It's actually interesting because it feels like the X and the Z, I guess those weren't fully new, but I think that's what they mean. It's just like not a color. I think you just keep iterating on that, don't you? Although I guess at this point you would iterate the Digimon color, wouldn't you?
Or do they mean something new like the vital bracelet kind of new?
You think they mean like completely scratched, not like built? I don't know.
Or not like just like a new model, but just like not related to anything before.
I don't know. There's been so many V-Pet type things. I guess if you would do something new, it'd be less new. It'd be more doing it as an app or doing it as an app with DLC. Because at this point, kind of like the Vital Bracelet was like the Wild Swerve, I think. And they haven't said it's done, but it definitely feels like it is. Who knows? Maybe the D storage will have more than we expect, and it will have weird, you know, an adventure mode or something. I mean, it's not like the Digivice 25th was like the best beyond what anyone was expecting. It was like what everyone wanted combined, right?
Yes, and more, and then I can't have it.
Then from Doobiewa. Do we think they'll do more color adaptions?
Yeah.
It feels like you know what? It sounds stupid, but you know what? It sounds what I think the obvious next one is. I think you do the X series and the Z series.
Hmm.
You do them as color, and you add a few new Digimon into it.
Throw in the Seekers ones.
To be fair, they kind of already did that.
Yeah, but they would do it again. If you're doing X's.
Yeah, okay, yes, that's true. God, there's some weird stuff you can add to some of those since time has passed, but yeah. It feels like the color it feels like they want to. I mean, they've definitely done a ton of them.
Obviously they're selling well because they keep making more models, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think minus just going like, this is the new Digimon V-Pet A, B, C, D, whatever. It does feel like the X and the Z would be easy things while they're planning other stuff, is the way I would put it, I guess.
Yeah, they basically already have the infrastructure for it.
Yeah. Then someone said, good movies you've seen lately.
Do they have to be, like, newer movies or just any movie?
I did not rewrite this question at all. It was literally just these five words. I may have added the question mark, I think. I don't remember.
I mean, I watch it semi-frequently, but Fifth Element.
I love the Fifth Element.
It's actually going to be back in theaters again soon, so.
Yeah, I think I'm happy with my 4K disc.
I saw it the last time it was in theaters, and that was very fun, I would like to do that again.
Did you order the popcorn stuff you asked me about?
Not yet. But I definitely will.
I'm trying to think, what was the actual last movie I saw? I think it was Hundreds of Beavers. Have you heard of this movie, Dev?
Not even remotely.
It is a live-action, low-budget throwback with puppets and everything to, like, Looney Tunes. So, like, a guy has an apple orchard where he makes Applejack, and beavers fuck up everything. And then in winter, he becomes, like, a trapper. And it's just, like, slapstick comedy. Like, it's just really fucking good. Like, insanely funny. Lots of inspiration from old cartoons and video game stuff.
I will have to watch that because it seems very silly and like something up my alley.
It is functionally like, the example I've seen is people pointing to this going, Hundreds of Beavers is a low budget movie and it's doing decently in theaters. Why isn't Warner releasing Coyote versus Acme? like the movie's doing well and it has no name behind it just based on the idea of it being like Looney Tunes. Yeah, very, very good. I really recommend it. It's the last chance for questions in chat. Someone said they were confused what I was saying about the world building of Liberator in the chat room a while back. So what I was saying was because a number of people have complimented the world building of the Liberator webcomic, but they're not talking about the webcomic. They're talking about the columns, so the thing is to me, it's not world building if you're just given encyclopedia entries to read as homework.
It's supplementary material.
Yeah, it's interesting and I like it, but that's not world building in the comic or the novel. It's a dish. In fact, like, did you play Final Fantasy 13, Dev?
Thank God not.
So as you ran through Final Fantasy 13, like, there weren't full cities and everything. You would run through.
It was a hallway.
And you would eventually get a notification that entries had opened up so you could read about the world. And you'd get information by basically reading encyclopedia entries. And my concern there is, number two, the entries about the NPCs. I would prefer they fully introduce the NPCs in the comic, and then we could get some additional info in the entries. Instead, they introduce the NPC, say a couple words about them at the end of chapter one, and they put up the entry where you can go read it. That's not really world building. That's giving you homework.
Yeah.
And I like Liberator so far, but I don't. The world building in Liberator has mostly been about the characters, which I like. But that's different than getting information about the world separately.
You'd want a combination of both.
Doobie was asking, any releases for the V-Pets internationally? The 20th and various versions of that have been... That and the X have got international releases. The Colors have been getting international releases via local affiliates of Premium Bandai. At this point, they're sold out for now. There will probably be one or two last restocks around when they come out. Based on where you live, figure out who your Premium Bandai affiliate is to keep an eye on it. Because the Pendulum Colors are fully English, aren't they, Dev?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so if your local Premium Bandai sells the color, or you can get a hold of it any other way, just buy it. It's English. You can just get it and work fine.
I mean, even if it wasn't, they're not exactly difficult to figure out. You have, like, three buttons.
No, I know, but there is a difference between it's just done or having to know. It's a little different. But yes, they've all been pretty solidly easy to deal with. But yeah, Doobie, well, I don't know where you live, but just figure out who your local Premium Bandai affiliate is. Most countries, it's Premium Bandai. The UK, I think it's the Bandai UK store. There's a few countries where it's Premium Bandai makes it pretty easy to figure it out who it is. So just figure that out. And if you can find it, then it'll be fine. It worked great. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read as we finish up for the episode?
Pillowmon, because I'm going to take a fucking nap after this.
Okay. And you can find me at With the Will as always. We will catch you guys in about, let's see, June 3rd, I think. So probably 2 weeks from here. And we'll see what pops up there. It's weird that it feels like we're like months into the 25th anniversary, because at some point they're going to start, like, they started off with like the Digivice color, which was neat. And very soon it feels like we're going to start getting blasted with new stuff
that our wallets will not be able to accommodate.
Yeah, so we will catch you guys later. Thanks, everyone, for showing up. Bye.
Bye.